Next, we'll play a game about early recordings and not just the voicemails my ex leaves me at 5 a.m. So this audio quiz is called Forgive the Recording Quality, We Just Invented Recording. These questions are about some of the earliest pieces of audio ever recorded. These clips come from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory and the AHRC Research Center. Eric, stay in the lead, and you are in the final round. Annabelle, you need to get more points, or you have to watch every smartphone video you've taken at every concert. Okay, here we go. According to The Atlantic, this is perhaps the oldest playable piece of recorded sound from America. Amazing.
Sounds really good.
Yeah. That was a recording of Mary Had a Little Lamb, made in 1878 by what inventor? Eric.
I'm going to go on a limb and say Thomas Edison.
Yeah, your limb is gone on right.
Is that what you were going to say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of static and stuff, but also just sounds creepy.
He's right? he's yelling it from far away.
Right, yelling it from very far away.
Why are you doing that, you crazy old man?
Okay, so it turns out Thomas Edison was not the first person to record sound. Edward Leon Scott de Martinville beat him using an invention that recorded sound waves on a sheet of paper. Sounds like a child playing a recorder into the wind. That is a recording of what famous composition? The title is French for Light of the Moon.
Clair de Lune.
That's right, Annabelle. Clair de Lune is correct. This clip from 1901 is one of the earliest recordings of a woman singing. Medea May Figner originated roles in operas written by Tchaikovsky in what country? Annabelle.
Russia.
Correct. Yeah. This is your last clue. This 1885 recording is from Alexander Graham Bell's Volta Laboratory. That's the famous to be or not to be from what Shakespeare play? Eric.
Hamlet.
Yes, that is correct. All right, great game. Eric, you are going to the final round. Coming up, actor Ilfanesh Hedera joins us to talk trivia, and we imagine what it would be like if tech support existed for old-timey inventions. I wonder if back then the abacus IT guy rolled his eyes too. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.